September. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Marbury High School senior Tyler Rivas died after a car crash over the weekend. This wreck happened early Saturday morning on County Road 40 in the Marbury community. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. The vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CR-V was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but there are no signs of foul play. And 3-year-old Camille McKinney was laid to rest yesterday in Birmingham. McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party on October 12th. Her body was later found in a dumpster. Two people have been charged in her death. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is now dead after being cornered by U.S. forces.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
A scandal involving naked pictures of her with her husband and another woman have led California Congresswoman Katie Hill to resign.
It's looking like that massive wildfire in California wine country may have been sparked by a power line.
A Southwest Airlines flight attendant has alleged that two pilots live streamed video from a hidden camera in an airplane's bathroom stall to an iPad in the cockpit.
Coming in again at number one was Joker. So look at that. That made another $18.9 million.
There's no school. Again in Chicago as teachers remain on strike. They walked out on the 17th.
That is crunched into left. Goodbye. Astros win game five and take a 3-2 series lead.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market, but if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. What's the negative basket from Sweet Creek? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. That is a great deal. Got my, I think it's going to be one of the last of the peppers, but I got peppers there. Brand, those things are just so flavorful, but the red ones in particular. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Joy, how are y'all today?
Rodney, I'm doing great. Congratulations on LSU being number one.
Well, thank you very much there. You know, Auburn put up a real, real good game there.
Yeah,
so
let me
not count Auburn out there.
No,
Auburn
no.
Went right there with LSU.
No, Auburn held LSU to the lowest number of points that they've ever done. 23 is a pretty amazing number, but that's why Auburn was in the game. If they would have shown up with a good offense, I think it would have been a different outcome.
Yeah, I believe so. I think Auburn has got an excellent team that needs to work on a QB, and if it does that, I think they can get it back together.
Well, they have great defense.
Young guy who's, I think they have the best defense in the college game right now. I know a lot of people have different opinions, and I understand that, but from what I've watched and what I've seen, guys, you know, LSU may have been bumped up to number one because of scheduled teams that they beat, but it is no laughing matter. It's going to be serious, and it's probably going to be the best game of the year in 2 weeks when LSU and Alabama meets in Alabama. But I also want to stress the issue that Alabama better not downplay Auburn and Iron Bowl. They better look out for them because I think they're going to be a threatening factor to Alabama this year in the Iron Bowl. I'm drawing that from the conclusion of what I've seen the defense doing last night. If they do some improvements, they are going to be trouble in the conference.
Well, and the key is there's a big difference of playing in Death Valley and playing at Jordan-Hare.
That is correct. But we know with Auburn and when the Iron Bowl goes down, there it can go. I'm telling you, I just got a funny feeling that everybody's focused on LSU. Saturday I was focused more on Auburn and how good they was playing, how great their defense was standing up to the offense of LSU, and that tells me that Auburn's got a real, real good team. Just a couple of little area things they need to fix up there. Let's switch gears, Dan, and let's talk about our president here. And once again, I think last week we spoke about our president. My president does not go out and tell the world what he's doing. It's a crying shame that we've got to keep Pompeo out of the air and on the ground so the Dems and others like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer don't start leaking what's going on. Our president has all the credibility in the world for me. I was home watching football over the weekend while my president was carrying out his duties as the commanding chief of our great nation of America. This is what we sent him there for. We sent him to go out and kill all the scumbags that come here and kill our people and terrorize our country. If somebody takes that word the wrong way or don't like it, I could care less. I'm fighting with the American people who love their country, and that's what I'm fighting for. The rest of the scumbags that don't love our country, they want to fight to destroy our country, they want to strike to remove our president and create as many leaks and make us as weak as they can around the world. These people are not Americans who love America. They may be Americans, but they don't love America. So, once again, I look at the news, and I look at all the stuff, Dan, the negativity out there, and I just ignore it because I know what a great job that my president is doing. And I'm just so proud of what they've done. I'm so proud of the standings that we have worldwide to send a message to these terrorists that we're coming for you. Right when you think we left, we're going to get you. And don't think that Barr ain't going to do the same thing here. They're so worried about what's going on over there and trying to leak all that, they better start worrying what's about to happen to them. That's about what I got today, Dan, and I'm just going to sit back and watch them because I'm really starting to get to the point to where I feel sorry for these people because I'm starting to hear some things, and I don't know if these people are smart enough to figure out what's coming. But there's some serious criminal stuff that's coming toward these people, and it's not a laughing matter. They may be running around acting crazy on the news and trying to repeat the cycle of the news every day. But more and more, the American people are tuned in. And more Barr goes, he gets closer to it. And while we're watching football, our president and all our administrations out there working for us. So I say thank you to our president and to our administration of our president. Keep up the good work.
Ronnie, thanks for the telephone call. Barr is going to be on TV tonight, matter of fact, which is, I think, going to be interesting.
Joey, 1018, you got it. Y'all guys keep on doing it. Y'all doing a great job, and I'm going to keep on listening, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Rodney, weighing in. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, I tell you what, I would be honored staying right beside Rodney with Van all of this. It would be an honor staying beside someone who is such a patriot as he always is. That is absolutely spot on. Has been what I wanted to say all day long and haven't had the opportunity to say.
Excuse me.
I tell you what, the people who don't love this country, there are no walls. There are no borders. There are no fences keeping you in. You are more than welcome to leave. There are a lot of us who will take days off of work, who will go and help you pack. If you don't love this country, please leave. Go to another country that will accept you. But to my knowledge, this is the only country that will allow you the freedoms that you have. And if you are so denigrated that you want to take down a duly elected man, that you want to slap the face of every American patriot in this country, you go right ahead and you just try that little bit of handiwork. Because in the long run, it is not going to win. We are not going to allow the anti-American fascists known as Antifa to integrate into our meetings. We're going to continue supporting President Trump at every one of his venues, and we're going to support him in Congress. And I invite everybody to look up the telephone number for the White House or for Congress and call your congressperson. Let them know just how disgusted you are at what they have done over the past 4 years while this man ran for office and then he's been elected, because they have done little to nothing. Every one of them owe a refund on all of their salary because they sure as rip haven't earned it. Kudos to all of the military for their involvement in this weekend's activities over in Syria. Tell you what, it is absolutely an honor to be able to go up and shake a military person's hand and tell them how much you appreciate them. And as I did with the Vietnam veteran that I saw this past weekend, not only did I shake his hand and tell him thank you for his service, I also remembered to welcome him home.
Let me tell you, it was absolutely remarkable what that Delta Force group did.
I can't wait to see the video. That, again, would be one that I think Americans need to see, just exactly what an effort that those men did. Just tremendous. I cannot say more. To think that the fans at this baseball game stood up and booed this man, I realize that it's not the owners of these teams' responsibility to control what their fans do and what their fans say. However, the fact that neither one of the owners of these teams or the management of these teams has stood up and filed one thing against what they did tells me a lot about the, quote, Nationals and the Padres. If I owned any of their sports memorabilia or their sports gear, it would have been in the garbage can or burning this weekend, because I will never again support any team that does not support this country. And by standing up and doing that and showing what despicable people you really are, that is pathetic.
I'm going to tell you something. I think the ratings are going to go down because of that.
Well, you know, all you have to do, if you don't think that the American people do vote or do make their comments known with their ratings, look at the number of participants watching NFL games. Look at the number of people that are not filling those stands. Look at the amount of gear that is not being sold. That should tell them immediately just exactly what the American people think of them.
Yeah, well, this is going to be
one. And I hope that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But I am hoping that we'll see a marked number of season tickets for both of these teams that will no longer go on sale. There is no way in the world I would buy another ticket to see one of their games ever again.
T-Spirit, thanks for the telephone call. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do too.
Yeah, I think the I think their numbers are going to go down. I was in there watching the game. I was surprised at the way that they did it, and it kind of, you know, they did a chant and lock him up.
Right.
And they cut to a commercial early because it was getting, you could tell it was getting louder. And I was kind of surprised. And I'm not going to watch it tonight.
Well, I didn't watch it anyway.
Yeah, you didn't watch any of them.
It's baseball on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go to a game, but I don't want to watch it on TV.
Yeah, I'm a baseball guy, but it's but I like to watch the baseball where I know the players, and I was feeling like I was getting to know the Nationals from watching them, because I love baseball, but I say I got disinterested in the game. I didn't watch as much as I checked on it.
Okay.
After that, after the third inning. Of course, they were losing, so you can get disinterested. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we got so much more right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This ain't the heartache. 272-922-8, that's where we are. A couple of things that broke over the weekend, and I mean, boy, we had, you look at the news from Friday with the Durham stuff to Sunday with the Baghdadi killing, And then in between that is all this other stuff of impeachment and new documents. So let's go to Tom Fenton on new DOJ docs. But old names here. Listen in.
Also developing tonight, new documents obtained by Judicial Watch reveal how reporters for the Associated Press appear to have pushed the FBI to prosecute Paul Manafort. Joining me now for more reaction to this and much, much more is Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton and American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Tom, I got to go to you first. You just put this information out. What did the AP do, according to what you've been able to see, in trying to manipulate an investigation into Paul Manafort?
Well, just before Mueller was appointed, they met with Andrew Weissman, who's a senior Justice Department official, and they brought him information, including the code to Manafort's storage locker, which, of course, was raided a few weeks later. That was helpful. And Weissman asked them, hey, go back to Cyprus and ask them to make sure that they've given us all the information we need. So you have the AP going in, giving the Justice Department information to target Manafort, mainly to get Trump, obviously. The AP reporters, according to this FBI memo of the meeting with Weissman, are pushing, hey, can there be a FARA, a Foreign Agents Registration Act prosecution? Can there be a false statement prosecution? Can you tell me whether it can be enforced? They're pushing charges on this American citizen. On what planet is it ethical for journalists to do this? And then Weissman sending the journalists, assigning them to contact a foreign government to get up dirt on the president's former campaign manager. That was just a few days before Mueller was appointed, and of course Weissman was in charge of the Manafort prosecution after that. You know, after listening to Sidney, after seeing what I've seen happen with the Manafort abuses, the president should look at seriously pardoning all of these folks caught up in Mueller's web and the deep state web and the Obama web, you name it, because the abuses of power, the prosecutorial abuses are legion. And if I were Attorney General Barr, in the least, he should be freezing the Flynn prosecution and investigating what went on there.
Okay, now some of the things he alluded to when we're talking to Tracy Beans, who we're going to have on a regular basis on the show, she sent me a nice little email saying how much she enjoyed, and it's the best interview she had had, big or small stations. But she had basically done this. We're going to get down to Flynn's attorney next, but I want to play this first. I'm doing it in kind of reverse order from the way it happened. This is Tom Fenton talking about the deep state and destroying lives from bureaucrats to intel.
You know, Matt, I was sometimes mocked if I talked about the deep state. People in Washington, D.C. and the Beltway would just kind of laugh at you. But now here we are today. All this evidence, mountains of evidence, and you have people like, you know, Nadler and Schiff just scuffing off saying, oh, this is political on Trump's part. How do you react when you see all this?
Well, like you, I've resisted some of this deep state lingo. I think on the swamp, people had it all wrong. They thought it was kind of like, people pay to play in Washington. The problem with the swamp is something that's incredibly serious, which is even when Republicans win the presidency, the left controls the city. They control all the white buildings, they control all the agencies, because the places where the government, the federal government recruits from are very blue areas, Northern Virginia, Washington, and Washington, D.C. And, you know, I think about Paul Manafort. I met today with somebody who's known that family a long time. And when you think about the people like Mike Flynn and Paul Manafort who dared to associate themselves with Donald Trump, who they considered way over the line because he was actually going to come in here like Wreck-It Ralph and really take it to the swamp and take it to the way things are done in Washington. And, you know, that's why they paid this price. They paid this price. If Mike Flynn had just gone on to retirement and Paul Manafort had never come back into politics, both of them would be having a wonderful retirement. But they had the audacity to help Donald Trump. And that was unforgivable to the deep state, to the swamp, and to these disgusting actors in the Obama administration. And finally, we have to keep saying it, Jason, which is this all happened under Barack Obama. I believe Barack Obama knew exactly what the wrongdoing, or at least knew in a broad sense, the wrongdoing that took place to try to stop Trump as a candidate and then as a new president. And this is disgusting. And somebody has to pay, or it will happen again to a future Republican president.
Absolutely agree with that, and I agree when you look at the swamp and the fact that these bureaucrats want to stay in power and want to have the authority, they don't like change. We found that in the Reagan administration, but in long shot, we were constantly being fought by the interior part of these departments, particularly places like DOJ, Department of Labor, HHS, housing. It was incredible the things that were going on. Energy was one of the worst. John Harrington, who's a guy who was on my advance team, retired general, who ended up heading up energy, I would meet him for drinks, and he would just say, it's just unbelievable. It's a fight every single day. Now, he alluded to Flynn's attorney, and I was talking to Tracy Beans about this Friday. It's Sidney Powell. We're going to come back to her. She's got some interesting information. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The Pentagon says the military raid that killed the leader of ISIS went off without a hitch.
Our service members conducted themselves with incredible skill and professionalism, and they executed the raid in all of its facets brilliantly. Not a single United States service member was killed in this high-risk operation.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper, U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials are on high alert in the wake of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's death. California's governor declaring a statewide emergency in response to multiple wildfires.
A fire in West Los Angeles has forced evacuations near the Getty Center Museum, a scenic area of Brentwood. Fierce winds forced the Kincade Fire to grow in Sonoma County. As of Monday morning, it was more than 66,000 acres. Tens of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate. Nearly 100 homes and other structures have been destroyed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We have some pretty nice weather to start this brand new week, but weather changes are on the way soon. Today, clouds early give way to lots of sunshine. Should be a comfortable day with a high around 79. Tonight, the clouds move in again. Chance of light rain by late tonight, low 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time, high 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. That will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state, then much cooler air as we end the week on Friday, the first day of November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday.
Look at here, baby, I'm coming off on my knees, begging thee, yeah. Look at here, baby, I'm calling off.
Okay, Sidney Powell is the attorney for Michael Flynn that she changed over to. Tracy Beans, and we're talking about this on Friday. Listen in.
Attorney for Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell. Sidney, so I want to go to that point we just made here, because in your filing, to say that somebody is taking a kill shot is dramatic. In the filing, it says the defense has requested the phone records of James Clapper to confirm his contacts with Washington Post reporter Ignatius, especially on January 10, 2017, when Clapper told Ignatius in words to the effect of, take the kill shot on Flynn. Did he actually say, take the kill shot on Flynn? And what do you mean when you say to the words to the effect of?
Well, obviously, I wasn't a party to the conversation, so I am trying to give him the benefit of the doubt there. But yes, we have requested his phone records to corroborate the timing and everything about that call that we can possibly corroborate. And it is very concerning. Of course, there was the leak of the transcript of the call with Kislyak at the same time. And then 2 days after that, the Ignatius story breaks. Less than 2 days, actually. So there are
Sidney, where is the evidence then that conversation and that those words or the effect of those words actually took place?
I cannot reveal the source right now, but I do have a very good source for that information.
Okay, Ignatius is David Ignatius, that is on Morning Joe, by the way. I noticed that Joe never asked David Ignatius about getting leaks and things like that. He was one of the primary sources for the FBI to pass over information, such as the Jeff Sessions story about the meeting. And I think what we're going to find out is that Jeff Sessions was wiretapped and the Carter deal. Okay, so she's going to keep going on. She's going to lay out what happened in her opinion.
And you believe the Department of Justice is withholding that information from you?
I believe the Department of Justice is withholding a lot of information, as is Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, and all of the people who participated in the complete setup of General Michael Flynn. You know, we have found additional text messages that the government suppressed, including one where Agent Strzok indicates he knows it's a pretext to go interview General Flynn. They knew there was no Logan Act violation. They exonerated him completely of being an agent of Russia by the end of January. And yet Mr. Comey still runs to the White House on February 14th and conjures up the entire obstruction of justice narrative against the president when Flynn had been cleared of everything long before that. We also have information that the agents did manipulate the 302. You know, it was long in a, quote, deliberative state, as they called it, which is highly unusual in and of itself. We attached as Exhibit 11 to our document a comparison of the February 10th and February 11th 302s that show the addition of substantial additional claims that were not in there before and are not supported by the notes, which we also attach as exhibits to the document. So people can go to the actual document and read it and see a lot for themselves. It's extremely concerning. It's outrageous government misconduct. The agents deliberately calculated and met to plan and strategize how to ambush interview General Flynn without letting him know he was officially under any kind of criminal investigation, to keep him relaxed, and they wanted to be seen as his allies when in fact they knew exactly what he had said in his conversations, and they intended to create a situation in which anything he said could be used against him later as a false statement without any warnings to that effect whatsoever.
But you believe that Lisa Page was the one that actually edited the so-called 302, which is the summary of the interview with General Flynn, correct?
Well, she admitted making some edits of it. I do not know, and we do not know yet until we get the metadata from the FBI, who made the major edits to it that night.
Okay. I went to the website, I read the documents, I was going to put it up on my website, but Big John being out of commission today stopped that from happening. But there are some very interesting documents. As I said, Tracy and I were talking about this on Friday. This broke on Thursday. This was Friday night on Fox. Couple of things here. Number one, you remember that Comey goes over on I think it's the 14th of February, and has dinner with the president. And then from that, Comey is basically talking to Mueller, and he alludes to the fact that that could have been obstruction of justice type thing. Why did they go in when they cleared Flynn? Why did they go in and prosecute Flynn? And here's why. By being the fact that they prosecuted him for this, then the obstruction of justice has more meaning to it, because he actually admitted that he was guilty of something, which we believe is a hand down, because they were saying, Weissman was saying he was going to go after kids, family, all this kind of stuff, and just do this big net. So he goes, okay, I'll plead to this, so you can kind of lay off of that. Now, if Sidney and this whole thing works, and this judge drops all this is high risk stuff here. We had Andy McCarthy last Friday, maybe we can go back to it, but it's some high risk poker here. But if they get out of this deal and Trump pardons him, then the whole concept of obstruction of justice goes away. In other words, it was overzealous prosecutors that were doing this, not Trump doing this. Their charge would be very reasonable and easy to do. The Trump charge would be negated completely because of this. So this has got some interesting spin to it. Let me go to another person that somebody that pled guilty, and this was very interesting. There's a book out about Gates that is just about to be released, from an insider who's a friend of Trump's, but friended Paula Reed, friended Rick Gates. Listen to this story here.
A new book that comes out tomorrow reveals previously unknown details about the 2016 Trump campaign and how one of its top officials became a key witness in the probe of Russian election interference. Her name is Stephanie Barak. She's author of To Plea or Not to Plea. It's a story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. Spoke exclusively to Gates, who's been convicted of financial fraud and making false statements to the FBI. Paula Reed talked with Paula Barak about the book. Paula, so here's a question. Is Gates still cooperating with investigators?
Yes, he is. He is expected to testify in the Justice Department's upcoming trial against another longtime Trump associate, Roger Stone. And speaking publicly for the first time, Gates reveals how he went from being a close confidant of President Trump to a convicted felon.
The Trump campaign, it was not a very sophisticated operation, but it was a very effective and smart operation.
Former Deputy Trump campaign chairman Rick Gates is speaking publicly for the first time since he was charged by special counsel Robert Mueller in October 2017. Gates was by Mr. Trump's side from the very early days of the campaign, but he was frozen out after he came under scrutiny in the special counsel's investigation for his lobbying work in Ukraine.
Where? Ukraine. Interesting.
Is that the same Ukraine, or are there multiple Ukraine?
I think it's going to be the same one.
Okay.
Big guy.
All right.
But see, this is, when you look at all these things, that a overzealous prosecution, he pled guilty because he did not file proper paperwork, and is cooperating. Where's that? Where was that lobbying going on? Ukraine. I can see why they're damn nervous about Ukraine being brought back into this thing, because as Nunes has said from the very beginning, that it all began with Ukraine. And I'm telling you, I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling this server is going to be found.
Well, and it's Tony Podesta work with Manafort and Gates.
Yeah.
And, interesting.
But they didn't charge Podesta.
Well, he shut down his huge lobbying firm.
Yeah, just shut it down. Had not filed paperwork. Nobody went and talked to him.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Think there's something suspicious going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue on with Paula Reed on Rick Gates speaking out.
His life was interrupted. At one moment, everything stopped.
Author and journalist Daphne Barak, who says she is a close friend of the president's, spoke to Gates about why he finally decided to make a deal with Robert Mueller and flip on his former boss and Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort.
You have to plea because it's millions and the government will just come with more and more charges.
During his blockbuster testimony against Manafort in the summer of 2018, lawyers pressed Gates on his past infidelity as well as stealing from his former boss.
Rick Gates is a convicted liar. Why should we believe anything he told you?
It was always be a stigma that all these people are convicted liars. On the other hand, at the Mueller report, they found his testimony very credible.
Gates also opened up to Barak about behind-the-scenes details from the campaign.
We had a lot of things to think about in the context of you know, who Donald Trump might want, you know, as a potential running mate.
Gates said Vice President Mike Pence was not then-candidate Trump's first pick.
To be, you know, candid, he wasn't at the top of the list at that moment, and rightfully so. I mean, we had just started, and we had others to vet.
He revealed that it was the first lady, Melania Trump, who insisted Pence be her husband's running mate because she didn't think he would run against Mr. Trump in 2020.
Despite no longer being in the president's inner circle, in this book, Gates speaks glowingly about the entire Trump family, though the author tells me the president has not spoken with Gates about this book or his decision to plead guilty. But Gates continues to cooperate with the Justice Department as he awaits sentencing on charges of financial fraud and lying to investigators.
Financial fraud and lying to investigators. Notice that his charges, and he's sitting there watching what happened to Paul Manafort, and they still have him on the hook. I really think we're going to get down to prosecutory misconduct of this whole thing. That this whole Mueller thing was just a Weissman-led operation to try to take down and hurt as many people as possible so they would rat out the president, and they never did. Why? Because there's nothing to rat out. Now the shoe's about to be on the other foot, and all these Democrats who said, well, we've got evidence, and we need to get to the bottom of this, and Russia's interference, we don't want them to do it again. The question is, do they feel that strongly about Ukraine and the Democrats colluding? Yes, I use that word, collusion. And on the 2016 election, they have very selective memories in this whole deal. Unbelievable. Karl Rove, again, somebody I do not... Let's do Trey Gowdy, because Trey Gowdy was better than Karl Rove. Trey Gowdy was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. And this is a lady who is back from maternity leave, who's going to get a couple of spankings in here. Listen in.
We go now to former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy. You told me earlier that you had agreed to work for the White House earlier this month as outside counsel for the president on the impeachment proceeding, but you didn't. And that's because, as you describe it, a restriction on former members of Congress in terms of communicating with an intent to influence for about a year after leaving office. So,
yes, ma'am.
When that year ends, will you be joining the White House fight?
I have no idea. I don't represent the president as of today. I don't know what, if anything, will exist in January. It may be over. My sense is the president needs folks that can represent him now before the House, the Senate, and indirectly through television shows and print media. For 1 year, I can't talk to the House or Senate, and my reading of that statute, and it's a restrictive reading, I'll grant you, but my reading is I can't even communicate indirectly on behalf of a person with the intent to persuade. So I could not come on your show and give advice to House Republicans or House Democrats on how they ought to run their investigation if I were working for the president. So I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in January. If Dallas doesn't start playing better, I won't be alive in January. So I don't know who I'll be representing.
Okay. So she's kind of, you know, what are you coming back for? You know, you said you weren't going to come back. You said you hated it. Why are you coming back? And he lays out exactly what's going on. I thought the Dallas point was good. It was interesting he's not doing the Jaguars. Let's listen to the second part of this. And listen to how Margaret asked about impeachment hearing. And she's trying to set a trap for him. Listen.
Well, it surprised a lot of people to hear you'd be thinking of coming back to Washington. You used to tell us in Face the Nation you were so sick and tired of politics here and you wanted to go back home. And you were going to dive into one of the most divisive, vitriolic arguments that could be had.
Yeah, my wife asked me a lot of those same questions. To me, impeachment is the political death penalty, Margaret. There's a reason our country has never removed anyone from office. So I look at it as a lawyer. What process is someone entitled to if you are seeking to remove him or her from office
right.
and assign to them a stigma that will echo through the halls of history? How much process is due?
Well, you're talking about process there, and that's very specific here in terms of some of the criticisms from Republicans of this Democrat-led investigation. You said to me on this program in April in 2018, the following.
Well, our private hearing was much more constructive than the public hearing. I mean, public hearings are a circus, Margaret. I mean, that's why I don't like to do them. I don't do many of them. I mean, it's a freak show.
Do you still believe that?
100%.
So these hearings should remain, these depositions should remain private.
Well, you can't pick and choose which aspects of due process you're going to use. It's not just the privacy. I mean, the reason we respect executive branch investigations isn't because they're behind closed doors. It's because there are no leaks. I mean, John Durham, you have no idea what John Durham has been doing. You have no idea what Michael Horowitz is going to say in his FISA report. There were no leaks with Bob Mueller. You contrast that with the fact that Adam Schiff has had more press conferences this weekend than those three men have had in their lives. He uses an opening statement to give a parody. He lies about a whistleblower. So, yes, I prefer executive branch investigations because they're fact-centric, because you wait until the end to draw conclusions, and because there are no leaks. So I do understand the Republican frustration with the current investigation. My bias has always been towards investigations that wait until the end before they share their conclusions. It's just not fair to do it on an hour-by-hour basis. One other point, Margaret, there's a reason in courtrooms. The judge tells the jury, you can't even begin to make up your mind until the last witness has testified and the last piece of evidence has been introduced. I mean, well, if it's good enough for the justice system, why should it not also be good enough for the political system?
That was good. And let me tell you, if you notice from the very beginning, it was kind of like she was saying, why are you coming back? Which really was, why are you coming back? We don't want you to come back because you would be a strong suit in the deck for Donald Trump. I mean, it's like she was trying to dissuade him or dishonor him. Let me go to a break. Short one. Final segment coming up. More Trey Gowdy. More other folks, too. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this. Big and deep, yeah. Can't help, baby, I'm calling up, crying out.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space.
to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. You remember how Margaret Brennan asked, so you think they need to stay private? No, this is a process. And they're out leaking all the time. What she wanted to be able to say is, and I was on Trey Gowdy, and he agreed that what Adam Schiff is doing is right. Now, she's going to try the same thing here in this next cut. Listen to how she tries to get him to buy into her narrative.
So, in other words, the storming of the classified area by some Republicans was a bit of a political stunt, and you think that what is being revealed behind closed doors should be heard out before judgments are made on whether or not the president should be impeached?
I think two things. I'm a rule follower. I threw a Republican out of a hearing because he was not a member of the committee. I didn't take pictures on the House floor, even though I was in the minority. I'm a rule follower. So I think if you're going to have private investigations with unlimited time for questioning and cross-examining witnesses, that's a good thing. What's not a good thing is to have selective leaks where you pick one sentence out of an eight-hour deposition, run to a bank of microphones, and try to prejudice the outcome of an investigation. Again, Horowitz doesn't do it, Durham doesn't do it, Mueller didn't do it. All three of those investigations we have respect for.
You're talking about Justice Department investigations versus the political process of
absolutely.
Impeachment.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Good job, Trey. Okay, now Margaret's going to be asking the Ukraine for help, and listen how she did the debunk server theory. Debunked. Listen in.
But when it comes to the political process here with impeachment and those depositions behind closed doors, and about 47 Republicans are permitted to be in there for those depositions alongside Democrats, who are the majority, of course, we heard something this week that was viewed as pretty significant from Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. He was about the fourth U.S. official to substantiate his detail, he said, from notes that
his notes.
President Trump's aid to Ukraine and his conversation with the president, all of this was predicated on the investigations of Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company Hunter Biden served on the board of, and alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 U.S. elections. Those are two quotes. Does that sound appropriate to you?
Well, let's take them separately. Is it an impeachable offense to condition aid on cooperating with the 2016 election investigation? I mean, are we going to remove a president from office if he conditioned aid on figuring out who tried to interfere in our 2016 election?
Well, Congress gets
election?
To decide what
I don't
an
think
impeachable
so.
Offense is. But conditioning sounds
do.
A lot like quid pro quo.
Well, that means something for something. I need to know what both of those somethings is. If the something is we're not going to give you aid until you help us figure out who tried to interfere with the levers of democracy in 2016, Margaret, I can tell you if a Democrat did that, we'd be adding something to Mount Rushmore. I mean, we spent 2 years as a country trying to figure out who tried to interfere with our election. So clearly, it can't be an impeachable offense. It can't be an impeachable offense to ask for the server because Jim Comey wanted the server. So
well, you're,
I need to know
sorry,
what's
just
the something
To be clear, on the server, you're talking about the Democratic National Committee's computer server. Are you saying it's hidden in Ukraine?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
That the president has said that. So it's a theory that's been debunked.
Really?
Well, this is the theory that has not been debunked. Jim Comey wanted the server. I don't think it's an impeachable offense for Bill Barr to also want the server. I don't have any idea where it is, but I don't think it's an impeachable offense to say, if you know where it is, would you mind telling us? Keep in mind, that is the server the Russians hacked to gain access to emails. There was a point in time where we all wanted to know about that. So what is the statute of limitations on interfering with our 2016 election? I don't know. As for the rest of Taylor, I've read his opening statement, Margaret, but I would need to follow up with questions. I'd need to also watch what other members ask and significantly what the cross-examination would have looked like before I can draw any conclusion.
That book that was in her hand while she was doing the interview were the talking points for the Democrats. Notice how she just followed right down the line. That's been debunked. She takes the Bill Taylor opening statement. She didn't know what it was saying in there unless a Democrat told her. And it was fourth and fifth hand information. The only thing that's been formally released is his 15-page opening statement. And it literally is third, fourth, and fifth hand information. It's no primary information, first hand knowledge in there. Let me do this. Let me hit Karl Rove real quick on the Baghdad killing, then we'll move to another cut.
So yesterday, the President of the United States, about this time yesterday morning, announced that the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi, is dead. A daring raid under the cover of darkness. Eight choppers. We went in. We flew across Russian, Turkish, and Iraqi airspace. We called them all up, said, don't shoot us down. They didn't. We got that guy. The significance.
Well, he is the world's most wanted man, and he has been at the lead of this organization since he founded it in 1999 as an affiliate of al-Qaeda. And this was a very important moment. Bernard Lewis, who just died last year, had a great insight into the Middle East, a great scholar of the region. He said, the most important thing is who is the strong horse? And yesterday, we learned that the United States is still the strongest horse in the Middle East by being able to kill this man who had escaped detection and escaped our allies in the region for years. But let's not kid ourselves. He is the head of, they took a lesson from the death of Osama bin Laden and decentralized the organization, moved their finances and their leadership and dispersed it, tried to become a more decentralized organization. In August, they named his successor, Muhammad Gardash. And so they've already got the guy in place who's going to succeed him. This is a very important fight. Very important battle, very important victory, but now we need to take all that information they found in the compound, use it to go to whomever else we can get, and continue to keep.
So the caliphate may be gone, but ISIS lives on.
Right. I mean, they operate in 18 countries. Guess how big their budget is that we estimate, intelligence estimates. $1 billion a year is what they've got to
spend. Where's that money come from? It used to come from oil.
Well, and that's why the president was absolutely right to say we're going to keep our presence in Syria to guard the oil fields, because that was one of the ways what they would do is they'd run these oil wells in not particularly professional fashion, but load it up in trucks and then take it through the black market and sell it.
And Dr. Sorensen confirmed all of that. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow.